What causes congestive heart failure? Why would I get it?
There's so many different causes. It's not due to just one disease, but we often describe it as a syndrome that results from any disease that impairs the function of the heart. That's mostly a function of its ability to eject or contract or squeeze, as we often say. And so when it doesn't squeeze well or contract well, that ejection fraction is low. There's also a type of heart failure where the ejection fraction is normal or preserved, and that's called heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, previously known as diastolic heart failure. And often what's related to that is that the heart is so stiff, it doesn't relax well enough for the blood to go forward, and so the blood goes backwards. And so the etiologies for either of those are quite vast. The number one cause in the U.S. is coronary heart disease, or coronary artery disease, often from heart attacks or blockages in those coronary arteries. The second most common cause in the U.S. is probably high blood pressure. So treating high blood pressure adequately through the years is very important to prevent this heart failure syndrome.
And how about treating cholesterols?
Cholesterol contributes to coronary disease, for sure. Whether it contributes to heart failure is less clear.
And presumably I've already stopped smoking or never smoked in the first place because that would contribute to coronary artery disease as well.
That's right. And so people who are at higher risk for heart failure are those who've had smoking, higher cholesterol, who have also had lower educational status or socioeconomic status, mostly because it's all related to coronary risk factors. But in addition, valvular heart disease, so if murmurs that go out of control or aren't fixed in a timely manner, if they become severe valve disease, they can lead to heart failure also.